This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome into the fourth hour. Jay Dyer's coming about 15 minutes. I'm finishing up with your amazing phone calls right now. I'm sorry this is so dystopic. I'm sorry it's so scary. I hadn't even read this article about Paul Ehrlich, who wrote Eco-Science as the textbook for fluoride in the water and poison vaccines, co-written with John P. Holdren, the White House science czar of Obama. This is just as humans are a horrible species. Kill everyone. Kill all the children. Kill, kill, kill. And how beautiful that is. Don't go to space. Don't have new technologies. Kill everybody. Because humans are, I mean, they want you to believe that and take that on so they can just brush you aside. And you wonder why, but the very same people love you so much and want you to take a shot because they care about you. And I guess paradoxically, if we let Les Knight, who's like drooling over, you know, all of us dying, like, I got a vasectomy. It just looks like a pervert to me. These people are all a bunch of sick freaks who get off on death and now they're going to control everything. Hey, how about you just blow your head off, buddy? How about you just take a shotgun and blow your own head off? I'm not going to hurt you. I don't want any harm against you. I'm just saying, if we all need to die, how about you die? Yeah, the Voluntary Human Extinction Movement, he runs that. And the media praises him and he praises extinction rebellion. Yeah, but none of you guys want to go extinct, do you, you frickin' vampire? Let's talk to Laura in the great state of Texas. Laura, go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, my brother today is going up against the Board of Commanders in the Air Force. He's an officer, and he objects to the COVID vaccine and based on religious reasons. And I'm very upset because, you know, the Afghan Taliban in the PG media, a commander was talking about how they are given a choice to choose the vaccine. 7,000 of them were brought over here in Washington. And they're given
I saw
choice.
That. They get a choice, which they should. They shouldn't be brought here, by the way. But, yeah, they don't have to take it, but our military that's captive slaves do, yeah. Because it's not our military. It's run by globalists.
Yes, exactly. And my brother, he refuses. And there's a lot of military that are refusing and resigning. There's even military doctors coming out saying, like, 80% of our military are coming back with tumors.
Well, here's what's going on. After you win a war, you usually spike the cannons. Then they're spiking your brother. And so they give them special shots that are even more deadly. And you have to understand, this isn't our government anymore. It's long gone. And that the arguments is the law's there. They just don't let them know about the proper exemption law. This is still an experimental shot. You can't give troops an experimental shot. That's why they did the, quote, announcement that it's authorized. Because it's not an authorized shot. They just created a new designation re-extending the emergency authorization that is not an approved drug. That's why the two heads of the FDA virology quit. So your brother needs to know that information. He needs to do it. He needs to do a written order and a written response back to them. And he needs to go up the chain of command. They're going to trick him to refuse his direct officer. I mean, he should know all that if he's an officer.
He actually is a security officer in the Air Force, and he got a bachelor in law, so he knows. He actually trains other troops. you know.
Well, that's great, Laura. Well, listen, we're all under attack, you know, not just your brother. So pray for him, pray for the world. But, yeah, this is it. This is the takedown of America. This is a soft kill of our country. The breakdown of supply chains. I mean, this is it. We're under attack. This is World War IV. We'll be right back.
Do you think it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years, and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena, and he's continuing to expose serious issues with the 2020 election, and we need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible made-in-American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds, and he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations. His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex, up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save big.
Show all of our wonderful listeners, every race, color, and creed, male, female, you name it. We love God and love justice. We're all brothers and sisters together. But I want to be 100 trillion percent clear here. I don't say any of this stuff to be shocking. I don't say any of this to be a shock jock. I'm about 98% accurate. I've made a few mistakes over the years. I've been sucked into honey traps, political honey traps. I've been sucked into fake stories to kill other real stories. And I've learned how the tricks work. And I've got a lot of knowledge now. And I'm learning more all the time. It's a process. And I'm just very thankful to all of you over the years being supportive and keeping us on air. And I know it's hard to deal with this. And I know it's hard to come to grips with it. I've only just now, in the last year and a half, almost 2 years now, of this globalist attack, come to grips with what we're facing. And I just gave it to God and prayed to God. And God's really energized me. I've been given a lot more strength, and I think it's your prayers out there too. So thank you, because this has been rough. And I don't give the enemy attention. I don't talk about what they do to me behind the scenes. It's been substantive. But I just take it now. I'm not a masochist, a sadomasochist. I don't like pain. But I just take the attacks and the pain now as I'm over the target. And that's just what this comes down to is that I've now passed the threshold where the pain has become actually pleasure. And it's God's miracle. It's amazing. And I'm getting stronger all the time. I'm not all the way there yet, but I'm basically almost, and it's God, 100%. It's your prayers, like a force field. I mean, I'm 10 times stronger than I was 5 years ago, and it's exponential. And quite frankly, I can't even handle the level of discernment. I know you're feeling it too. You're experiencing, and the enemy knows we've got that relationship with God, the creator of the universe, that we're resonating with all the good that God created, and that we're getting closer to God, and that's why they're panicking and wanting to kill everybody. And so we cannot let them get us down. We cannot let them get us depressed. It's very sad they're killing people. It's very sad they're attacking. It's very sad all this is happening, but we became decadent. We forgot God, and God is going to let the dust be judged. And out of that, we're going to be much stronger. They put a graph up that I've seen many times. It's a meme over the last few years about hard times make strong men make good times make weak men make hard times. And it's true. It's true. And when you see the spirit of laziness and the spirit of selfishness in people, they don't understand it because they've been raised in front of a television set. It's not their fault. And it's so important to forgive our minion-level enemies. I don't mean the globalists that know what they're doing, but the average leftist is a sad, desperate prisoner who is imagining through reflected glory with their two or three worthless degrees and all the shots they're getting and everything that's happening to them that they're part of the system and they're winners. They just don't understand it. So we've got to reach out to those that want to hear the truth, but also not be hateful towards the demon-possessed, you know, minions, because they're gone, folks. They're people we lost. They were spiritually aborted, and it's a loss. It's God's not happy about it, and we shouldn't sit there and look at the horrible state they're in and feel good about ourselves. We could be like that at any time if we don't have the Holy Spirit. It's got to be constantly entering us, constantly blocking the enemy. It's constant. That's what you've got to constantly just have it like, it's like water, just like a big, imagine or when you see a big floodgate open, the water's like, that's the Spirit of God you want to feel. It's like, and if you don't feel that, you need to really get to praying, folks, because the enemy's coming in like a flood, but the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. And I'm not talking about your little devil church, or your Glitterberg church, or any of that stuff. I'm talking about the God of the universe, and you better get under those wings, and you better do it fast, because this is it. I mean, it's on, and they're not going to back off now. The extermination is just going to accelerate. Bible says Satan will kill one-fourth of the earth conservatively with pestilence. And that's about where this is going right now. And we're the main target as Christian nations, the remnant. Because this was a Christian country and Europe was Christian, the devil is trying to destroy those areas because of the ideas. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Who's been holding the longest here? That would be Tyson in Kansas. Go ahead, Tyson.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I'm calling because it's actually been several weeks. I wanted to call sooner, but I hadn't had the time off during the day. I got a phone call from somebody who was claiming to be working with some sort of like sub-organization under Planned Parenthood. And I asked them several questions, and they said that they were also working in conjunction with something, I believe it was called, it's been a few weeks since I've seen the website, so forgive me if I get the name wrong. I think it was called Knock on Every Door, which was some sort of anti-Trump organization.
Yeah, that's contact tracers. It's all the Democratic Party. It's all the Clinton Global Initiative and Google. And they've got all those different names. And they're targeting red areas and swing states. Then the same people put on a different ball cap and they go in their contact tracers. So kind of like in the movie Romancing the Stone, where the evil colonel is a police officer. He's also a general. He's also a businessman. They just put different hats on. And then they're just there getting intel for a laptop computer in their car or an iPad that they load intel in on you. I would not open your door. I would not talk to them.
Yeah, I was wondering where they got the information from, because somehow they knew that I would be somebody who was not vaccinated. And I asked them where they got my number and everything, and they said it was in the public domain. I'm just thinking, is my...
Well, that's the thing that's funny. I mean, Planned Parenthood former head is the CNN anchor that says, take people's children away forcibly. I mean, they didn't get to abort you and your mama, bro. They're coming to abort you now. You understand that?
Yeah, I do understand that. And they asked me, and they asked if I was vaccinated, if I needed information on areas where to be vaccinated.
And I would just hang up on them. I would give those enemies no information.
I gave them false information. I told them that we were all vaccinated, but which I don't know what they'll do with that now that that's out on the airwaves. But, it was pretty disturbing. And when I tried to call the number back, even, it was just a little recorded voice that said, thank you for calling Planned Parenthood.
Sure,
and
you know what lazing a target is, right? That's when they send the military and the advanced guys, the scouts, to mark where targets are so they can drop bombs. Those are just average $20 an hour people that go out and then put data in a database for later real contact tracers to come drag you and your family out. And they're already preparing them and getting them, and they want that image of dragging away who they want when they want.
Yeah, it's pretty pretty disturbing. I can't believe they contacted me. I don't want to be traced or anything, so...
Hey, brother, I love you, and I appreciate your call. I'm going to get one more in here, and I'm sorry to... I got time for Catherine, I got time for Daniel, I got time for Liberty Dog, and whoever I don't get to, we'll call you back tomorrow if you answer. Let's go to... Daniel's been holding the longest. Go ahead, Daniel in Texas.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to let you know, I was in Sam's Club about a month ago now, and there was a robot, an autonomous robot, scrubbing the floor.
Oh, yeah.
And I said to one of the workers there, I said, hey, that's going to take your job, because I know, huh? And then when I was leaving, and then, you know, those little checkout people that check your receipt, I said, hey, are you guys unionized? And he said, I don't know. And I said, well, you need to do something about these robots. They're going to take your job. He said, I'll find another job, bro. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, none of them have any life force or survival instinct.
Right. And the other thing is I ordered some pollen block today. I never suffered from allergies. I'm going to give that a try. I've heard a lot of good things about it. And the last thing is I've been listening to you since you were on the cover of Texas Monthly. What was that, 2008? And now suddenly in the last 18 months, I don't seem so crazy to a lot of people.
Well, God bless you, brother, and I love you, and I appreciate you holding to say that. All right, Catherine and Liberty Dog, I'll call you back tomorrow. I didn't want to take any more time from Jay Dyer. He is really does his research on the Great Reset and the globalist depopulation operations. He takes over right now. But like the caller said earlier, think of how big it is that Japan has withdrawn the entire Moderna deal because it's all got liquid nanometal in it, and then DARPA builds that vaccine and has the patent to do that to you. I mean, it's just like Bill Gates' wife on TV. We're not putting microchips in you. No, sure you're not, lady. I mean, these people, they know you're good. They're psychotic killers. They're inbred psychotic killers. They just hate your guts. And they know you're naive. Remember, when you see them, they are your number one enemy, sworn to kill you and your family. All right, Jay Dyer takes over.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the final hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. And today I want to cover the totality of the lockstep document. We've heard it mentioned many, many, many times, at least probably 100 times or more in the last year because of its predictive accuracy and power. We've covered the SPARS document extensively. But I want to take you through each section of the lockstep document, which actually, if you want to know, is called Scenarios for the Future of Technology International Development. So it's not actually called lockstep. What lockstep is one of the four future potential scenarios that they see likely playing out. So this was a 2010 Rockefeller Foundation document about a plan. It's a planning exercise. And if you don't know what that is, that's basically in the corporate world or in military, they do these kind of actuaries or they do war games. They do future potential scenarios to give their stakeholders, right, and the people invested in their, say, corporation or in their philanthropy in this case, so-called, a way to plan for these different scenarios. Now, another mistake that we don't need to make is to think that lockstep is just simply the one that they chose, right? Oh, there's no others. It's just that they chose lockstep amongst the four there. Actually, there's elements in each of these scenarios that can be also integrated into the phase that we're living in now, or perhaps in the future they might use smart scramble or they might use hack attack if, in fact, these are war game scenarios. And I think that they are. So even though they're called planning exercises or fictional future scenarios, we know that that's precisely what the purpose of a war game is, of a planning exercise, is to have a prepared response for those scenarios. And in fact, if you can control the scenarios, how much better will your response be? And so they even say that our goal here is to help out philanthropic stakeholders. What has Klaus been talking about so much lately? Klaus Schwab, of course, he talks about stakeholder capitalism. And that really is moving away from the idea of the individual and rather that everyone has a duty to everyone else, you see. Oh, you're not just a stakeholder in some company or some bank or whatever. No. See, now because you're connected to everyone else, you have a duty to everyone else. So it's another way to basically engineer this system into a kind of collectivism. And so the document begins by saying, not only are we pro-poor here, we're going to make the world better by helping the poor. And I guess it does make sense because one way to help the poor is to get rid of poor people and to get rid of people. I mean, there won't be any suffering if there's no people, right? I mean, that's literally the argumentation that they're kind of presenting here is that we're going to fix poverty by removing the people. Then there won't be poor people, you see. And so they go through the introduction talking about how this is really geared towards world government. In fact, there's a recommendation of several books that they tell you to read at the beginning to help further illuminate this document. And one of those is from the World Bank. One of those is from the RAND Corporation. And one of them is called the New Invisible College, which is odd because, you know, this brings to mind the Royal Society, the original Invisible College of where we get modern scientism. The first thing they outline in the document before they get into the first scenario, which is lockstep, is that the Rockefeller Foundation and the Global Business Network want to, number one, combat population growth. Overpopulation, okay, right there on page 13. We're overpopulated. That's the number one problem. And as we've seen, as you guys know, this is, I think, about the 50th Global Elite document that I've worked through, including many other books and texts. And that's always present. There's always crisis. There's always evolution. There's always destructive shocks. And how to solve those problems. In many cases, the elite themselves promote the scenarios that lead to the problems, right? Problem, reaction, solution. So that's necessary for managing the world in terms of managed and controlled crises. So the document begins by talking about disruptive shocks. What kind of things can occur to be disruptive shocks to the existing system? And really, it's lockstep, the first scenario, that's going to have the most important disruptive shock that we're all really familiar with now. Our best friend, Mr. COVID-19, the last year plus of what we dealt with. So let's get into lockstep, the first and most important of these scenarios. But let's remember that the other scenarios are not mutually exclusive. There's elements that can be used in these other scenarios. And as we'll see, some of what's mentioned in them, including things like potentially cyber polygon or the recent ransomware attacks, they're actually mentioned in the hack attack scenario. And so the first descriptor that they give of what the lockstep scenario is a top-down tight control by governments everywhere. So this is the key feature. Lockstep will give an outline for 2010 to 2025 and then 2025 to 2030. Agenda 2030. It fits in perfectly with many other white paper documents that we've seen, especially the plans like Agenda 2030. So you're going to notice that what you hear here is no different than the Club of Rome's document, right? The first global revolution, right? Limits to growth. Those are key documents that dealt with how to move away from a growth-based system to an expansionary system to an austerity system. And they say in that document that the excuse that we'll come up with, literally, is the excuse we will use is pollution overpopulation. They're talking about humans being the pollutants, right? Not trash. Humans are the trash, right? The trash of the planet is what the document's saying. So they're saying we're going to literally have to bring this in at least by 2030. And if things don't get on point, we may have to see some disruptive shocks. Now, they don't say, oh, we're going to leak this from Wuhan. We are going to then introduce the global biometric ID. Now, they don't say it that way. There's plausible deniability in that this is just simply a war game. Yes, exactly. Extinction Rebellion plays into this perfectly. But what is amazing about lockstep and what really raises eyebrows is on the very first page, we see a bio leak out of China. Well, isn't that interesting? How do they know a bio leak would come out of China? And not only that, it says this pandemic that will set off the domino scenario of lockstep will, first of all, disrupt supply chains. Wow, amazing. So, in other words, they knew that there would be these disruptive shocks, as the document calls it, to supply chains. It says then, as a result, flights will be shut down. China is key to this scenario. And the most amazing thing in all of this document, I think, is the next page. Okay, so if we come over to the very next page, we see that there's a mandated global face mask. There are mandated temperature checks everywhere. And all this does is hype up the hypochondria and everybody getting scared, right? Freaking out. This is the whole of 2020. There's mandates, pandemic mandates. And the crazy, crazy, crazy part is this. As a result of this, biometric IDs will be necessary for all. So out of the controlled chaos of lockstep, the mandated global IDs, what did we just see? August 27th, right? The World Health Organization moving towards digital documentation of COVID-19 says vaccine certificates are nothing new. They try to give this plausible. Oh, well, we've done this kind of thing before. And here it is, literally what's written in this 2010 document. Global biometric IDs tracking your health status, medical tyranny, literally 3 or 4 days ago, what, the 27th, saying this very thing. And they even say, don't make it a vaccine.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years. Against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality, storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits. Because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jones Show, I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, Jay's Analysis. If you want to support my work, you can subscribe to my website to get part two, access of all the archives of the last several years of interviews, last several years of lectures on documents, just like what we're seeing today with Lockstep. Now, what I was saying at the end of that break was the digital certificate, it says, should never be required in regard to a smartphone or a computer. In other words, don't make people have to have a phone or a computer to have this World ID health card, because that would exclude a large portion of the planet still who don't have phones, right? So in other words, it needs to be integrated in multiple ways. Perhaps the Gil Bates Foundation's Gavi tattoo, right? Perhaps nanotech, perhaps the recent news from DARPA that we can, you know, put nanotech into the blood and the nanotech can tell you your health status and what diseases you have, right? I'm sure everybody saw that recent news story. So the World Health Organization's stipulations want it to be open to the possibility of integrating any of these things in ways to track and control everyone through their health ID. So make no mistake about it, it's not just about the CUFID, it's also about the global ID, you see. And it admits, yes, this is Bill Gates, this is Rockefeller. And remember, what did we see last year on the Gavi website? It will be linked probably to a tattoo. Okay, so there's a lot of different ways that this biometric ID mentioned in the 2010 lockstep document could play out. Now, another interesting element that is on this very page here, page 19, is that they recognize that when these mandates are put in place, governments will not ease up. They will keep those controls that they have. So the elite know that when you give over this power to the government, to the state, to the private corporate state, they don't let you have it back. Oh, we promise, right? 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Remember this? Oh, they're going to give it back. If we just keep, the 50th vaccine that we get, they're going to give us 1 hour outside, right? That's what they're doing now in Australia. They're saying, if you get your, you know, monthly savvy, we'll let you have an hour outside, like kids on the playground, right? We're rewarded like a kid on a playground to get an hour outside. I mean, this is madness. This is crazy. And when you talked about this a year ago, as most of us in this sphere of things, this audience did, everybody, oh, that's crazy. They'll never do that. They wrote a whole white paper saying they're going to do it. What do you mean they never do it? They're doing it right now. And so people have just given up. They've gone into an apathetic, catatonic state of fear. And a lot of times that's what fear does, right? It's almost like a PTSD thing where it puts you in a catatonic state. So people have just given up. Ah, okay, whatever. I'm gonna do the monthly vaccines if Bill Gates tells me to, right? And he said last year, we have to go to a top channel a year. We have to go to every month. We're gonna have to have a new vaccine about every month to get the numbers down. Get those numbers down. The numbers getting down are not the sick. It's not the dead. It's you. You're the numbers. We have to get one of these numbers to bow down to zero. I wonder what he's talking about, right? So, amazingly, and this is an element that I've never heard anybody talk about, which is that in lockstep, it actually says they know that when the government has these strict top-down controls in place, that everybody's going to be really mad about it. And they know that everyone will clamor to get rid of their public corrupt officials. That brings to mind what's in SPARS. Remember, the SPARS document says something exactly, you know, almost exactly the same as that, that the public health officials will take the fall, right? In that one, it's the CDC heads and people like that. In this document, it's the corrupt government leaders who don't want to let go of their, you know, 1984 technocratic control. The people will rebel, and the document actually says that's a good thing, because when the people are furious at their governments and they clamor for a new savior, we will provide the solution. That's why Klaus was saying, Reese, we know you're angry. We know you want to be free. We will have the saviors for you. We will provide the salvations for you. We know you're angry. That's what we wanted to do. We wanted to provoke you. And when you're provoked and you clamor against our national governments, we will provide the global solutions. Literally. It's right here. This almost reads like Klaus wrote this. I mean, he didn't write it, but I'm saying it's literally like you're reading what Klaus says, right? It's amazing the degree to which these things harmonize. And it's almost like Cobra Commander, right? I mean, when I hear Klaus talking, it's literally like Cobra Commander level plants. We live in a G.I. Joe episode, right? Except the good guys are actually, you know, what we think are the good guys, right? They basically work for Cobra, right? Just like James Bond, you think he's the good guy. No, actually, MI6 runs Spectre, right? That's the real world, right? And so in reality, you know, G.I. Joe, right? Joe Biden. G.I. Joe Biden is actually run by Cobra. He's run by Klaus and these figures, right? I'm being silly here, but they mentioned that as a result of the anger at the top-down control, people will move towards nationalist movements, and they will clamor for a solution, and the global elite will provide the global governance solution. In fact, they even said that there would be the terrorist movements amongst the nationalists. We will say that everyone is a nationalist is a terrorist. That's precisely what we see now. Oh, if you want, if you're pro-nation state, if you're pro-local government, oh, you're a terrorist, you're a terrorist. If you don't follow the UN, you're a terrorist. And then they even proposed a scenario where when the world was locked down, people noticed less climate emissions. It even hints at climate lockdowns. It doesn't say climate lockdowns, but it hints at that because they say India realized that as a result of lockdowns and no cars traveling, that there were no CO2 emissions, blah, blah, blah. So they banned cars. So the Great Reset is piggybacking on the pandemic. Oh, yeah, he wrote a whole book on that. When we see the pandemic providing a break for the mother nature, then we can bring in this justification of austerity and climate lockdown. So get ready because it's going to transition out of COVID stuff, probably, and it'll transition into global health, biohealth, mother nature health. Oh, see, we gave mother nature a rest. And if we really want to give her a rest, then we need to get rid of all of the people on her back who are going to make her tip over, right? Like the Greeks used to say, like too many humans on the back of Gaia, right? We're going to make her tip over or something, right? And so Lockstep ends by saying that potentially you could have a collapse of governments in the national sense by 2025, 2026. And again, as a result, we can roll in as the saviors. Next, I want to move to the technology, because this is an interesting element, too, that a lot of people don't bring up in the Lockstep section, is that we know that there's social distancing and all this stuff that was kind of a psyop to get us all atomized and you know, to separate us from loved ones and all that. But what Lockstep hints at in their headlines section is that this will allow for the rollout of the bots. Ah, you see, social distancing was about the bots. Yes, it had a deleterious effect on our psychology as humans needing human-to-human contact. But the real solution was the AI bots. Yeah. So if you look, there says Italy, right, rolls out bots. They combat the immigrant scenarios with immigrant caregivers using robots. I don't know if you guys saw it, but the other day, Jason Burmes, shout out to Jason Burmes, the other day did a whole video on this very thing about how they're rolling out AI bots as caregivers in hospices, in hospitals for elderly that are dying because, oh, you can't touch your loved ones. You might contract the COVID. So Johnny Five will be your minister at death, right? So confess your sins to Father Johnny Five, and I hope you've been good because... you know, that's all you get. You're going to have to confess to your bitch bot who will make you his bitch. This is J.D.R. J's analysis. Don't go anywhere. We'll cover the last two sections. There you go. Yeah. Of the last couple sections in Lockstep. When we get back, don't go anywhere. This is the Alex Jones Show. Be sure and support Alex and all those in alt media in the InfoWars store.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor. doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Final segment. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. We probably won't get through the whole document, but we'll get through most important sections. If you want the full breakdown, you can go over to my YouTube channel or to my website where I'm doing a full analysis in the next couple of days of this document. We did the first half on my YouTube channel, but the tech control section. So as we move through lockstep, we have the notion of the main thing that will come into play through the lockstep scenario will be the total tech control and surveillance of all areas of life. That will include the antisocial behavior policing at public venues, at airports, the control of all goods through pandemic scares, which lead to a reorientation of the logistics of all supply chains. So they even talked about all the disruptive shocks and the change to supply chains. And they don't say this, but I mean, this could suggest, oh, you're only going to get your food now from Amazon and Walmart. I mean, it doesn't say what, but it says it's limiting now where you get your goods. And this will be controlled via basically DARPA chips and this kind of stuff. And then it even predicted the rise of teleconferencing, Zoom, Skype type things. We're all business now. Business meetings are conducted via Zoom and Skype. We saw that happen last year. And then lastly, they consider the possibility of a fractured internet, which they don't go into a lot of detail about. However, the later scenario of the hacking, as if global cyber polygon hacking becomes a major problem, that is about a future where everybody's now so online that our lives are disrupted via backdoor hacking. Now, they don't say backdoor hacking, but I'm sorry. I happen to think that if you know about, you know, the history of the ProMIS software and this kind of stuff, the NSA building backdoors into the chips for decades, then most likely that's what's going to be going on, is that, you know, we know who the number one culprit is when we see the key infrastructure so-called hacked, right? And it says at the end of lockstep that the main achievement here will be that a mass global pandemic will allow for a global reorganization of society, reset of society. Exactly. Reorganization of all areas of life and all of society. Now, the next scenario, which they call clever together, which is really a laughable kind of social justice dominant world scenario. It's really fake and gray, if you know what I mean. But all the companies here have not just a CEO. Every corporation in this scenario has a carbon officer. So there's the CEO, and then right next to him is the carbon officer who controls and limits every company's green, you know, violations, basically. And in order to have this, the whole society will require a total surveillance, total information awareness network. And it will all be linked via the UN, it says at the bottom of the document. So the nightmare here, they say, is that in this future scenario, giant pharmaceutical companies will play a key role. They will be focused on implementing effective vaccination strategies for the whole world. And basically, it will be an NWO run by NGO, non-governmental organization, New World Order. Literally, an NGO of NWO. It will be a world focused on the green agenda and the green gospel. There will be total carbon controls and limits. The privatized corporate government will be the real government, and they will bypass the older ideas of a democratic elected structure. So we've heard, right, Klaus famously in that quote that's on his Wikipedia page, "We will subvert the democracies and take over." That's literally what this section is talking about, a private, corporate, unelected global government that will bypass anything to do with you or your interests or your decisions, and it will all be run through non-governmental organizations. That's the role of philanthropy. The role of philanthropy is really just a cloak for global government. That's it. That's all it is. It's the wealthiest people on the planet creating socialist smart cities. That's my note on this page. What is the green carbon agenda scenario like? Oh, it's going to be great. You're all going to live in a giant pod smart city. Yes, your services will be rationed. So if you're bad, you don't get water and food. By the way, the food that you get is fake meat. I forgot to mention that. The food here is literally that they've invented a fake meat, which Gil Bates and, you know, Richard Branson, all these people were working towards, Cargill, Tyson, making fake meat. It will be rationed. Remember the Planopolis videos that Alex has played for the last 15 years, right? Planopolis literally telling you that in the smart city, because everything in your life is tracked and traced, your energy is controlled. Remember that control of energy is not just about gasoline or nuclear energy or electricity. Control of energy is all energy, all biological life. And that's why Klaus is saying that when we take over, we're going to take over biology. We will get in your body. It will be a synthetic rewrite of all of reality, including your biology, to control your energy. And yes, the smart cities are socialist AI smart cities. And then they give these goofy scenarios of, you know, what's a fictional scenario of a scientist, right, who lives in Africa, a scientist in Africa invents, you know, fake meat, and it goes global. By 2023, all meat is fake meat. Nobody eats cows anymore, right? No more beef jerky. You just eat fake meat. And then they invent a fake fuel, which supplants fossil fuels, which, by the way, I don't think oil is ground up dinosaurs. Right? Oil is not dinosaur juice. It's kind of ridiculous, right? I don't know what oil is, but I don't think it's dinosaur juice. Then that goes on. Briefly, I'll touch on the hacker scenario. They say, okay, well, what about a world where hackers run everything? Now we're starting to sound like maybe the scenario that they've been using more recently, right? The cyber polygon ransomware hacking scenario, where like 9/11, we see a world in which there's a economic collapse. And then, isn't this interesting? The U.S. pulling out of Afghanistan. I thought that was odd that they threw that one in there. The U.S. pulls out of Afghanistan. Isn't that interesting? And then what happens? Oh, the Taliban comes back. This is 2010, remember? So realize then the scenarios are not mutually exclusive. They can have, you know, different types of cards that they play, right? Makes me think of the Illuminati card deck. And I'm only being, you know, tongue-in-cheek, not totally serious here. But it kind of is like that, right? I mean, couldn't you see, you know, Klaus and I don't know, Gil Bates, you know, playing cards? It's like they're playing cards and they've got the Illuminati card deck. Oh, yes, I would play the Necronomicon card, right? So then he proposed occultism or something like that. I'm being silly, but you get the idea, right? Which is, you know, about the Illuminati card deck. Right, they have all these different scenarios where it's like that you can play the scenario. Now, I'm being silly, but in a way, that's kind of how this stuff operates. I see the scenarios in lockstep like that. Like, let's roll out, you know, the next thing in this scenario. Like, let's roll out some fake Republicans, right? Oh, yes, those will be great. We will have the rhinos that we control. Right, and then we can use the Vatican. Let's roll out the Vatican, right? So roll out the Vatican. The Pope will promote the Great Reset and the Stabius in your arms. Anyway, back to this document. I'm being silly. But quite literally, this scenario is about, as a result of the hacking, there's global crises, global collapses, food shortages, etc. And so once again, what does it lead to? It leads to total control, total top-down surveillance, everybody being tracked and traced. As a solution, again, two problems that they initiate. They promote consumerism, and then you're bad for consuming. Well, what was most interesting about the hack attack section was, guess what pops up here? Synthetic biology. The very thing that Klaus talks about all the time.
It's a synthetic biology.
Now, when they talk about synthetic biology, it's everything from GMOs to fake meat, to synthetic silicon humans going in your body to make you synthetic. That's literally, it encompasses all of that, right? So in other words, synthetic biology, which the next page mentions as GMOs, as biology, is also listed as a potential bioweapon. Oh, they say the terrorists get a hold of the synthetic biology and becomes a bioweapon. And they even mention vaccines. Interesting. I didn't think vaccines could be that kind of a thing, but actually in this scenario, they say terrorists might get a hold of vaccines, right? And then it's tainted, and now no one trusts vaccines because of the terrorists. And they even give a Minority Report scenario where everybody's retinas are tracked and traced. And there's a global database on everybody's retinas. Literally what's in Minority Report, right? So you get the idea, right? That's the essence of what's in lockstep. There's a couple more scenarios of virtual worlds that they propose. But this is, again, a key document that shows it's not just a plan, but it's a war game exercise that is also a plan, as well as these other exercises that I think they're using now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.